Welcome to Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio, where we take a few minutes to bounce some ideas around about classical music. I'm Christy L'Esperance, and co-hosting with me this week is...
My name is Jad Ibrahim. I'm a senior grade in Interlochen Arts Academy.
Welcome back, Jad. Thank you so much for coming and showing us all of these cool techniques with the violin. What are we going to talk about today?
So I'm going to talk about double stops.
Double stops.
One of the violin techniques that most of the people sometimes struggle playing, and it takes a lot of time to get it in tune and in shape. And it's basically playing multiple notes at the same time.
Oh.
For example, when we play one note, that's a single note, so it's a simple scale.
Yeah.
But when we play double stops, it sounds like multiple notes at the same time. So, for example, this is a passage from a piece I'm learning. It's called Wieniawski Variations on Original Theme. It sounds like multiple violins are playing. So there's different types. There's the double stops, which is two notes. And then there is the chords, which is most of the time three notes at the same time. And there's something called tense, which is 10 steps at the same time, which is really needs a lot of stretching.
That's a stretch. I'm seeing your fingers stretch way out.
Yeah, stretch. Yeah, and sometimes people who has large fingers can do it more easily. But it's not always depends on the hand size. It's most of the time depends on like what's the length that you can stretch in your hand set.
So flexibility also.
Flexibility, yes.
So I'm looking at your fingers and they look pretty long. They're longer than my, they're not Rachmaninoff fingers. They're not like freakishly long, but they're decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's actually helped me playing these pieces like Wieniawski or Paganini because it makes me more comfortable to get the intervals. And there's another piece by Wieniawski, his first violin concerto in F sharp minor. The very opening of it is a tense, which is pretty tense.
So yeah. Tense with tense. A TH is tense. Very tense.
Tense, yes.
S-E.
So the beginning is very intense, like to get it very right from the beginning and like just keep it sustained. So...
So the tenths can be really dramatic.
Yeah, exactly. So the major thing in double stops is to get it really in tune.
Precision with your fingers. Yes. If you've got these big sausages of fingers, it's going to be really hard.
There's this violinist that I used to watch when I was very little, Itzhak Perlman. So he has these like really large, big fingers.
Right.
So, and I was like, how can he manage to like find the right distance between his fingers with really large fingers and like find the space and everything?
First starting violin, did you ever get frustrated?
Well, of course, we always have, you know, ups and downs, but we don't need to be frustrated. Everything happens with us in the musical journey is a good experience, you know. For me, whenever like I have a bad performance, I don't really think in a negative way. It was a good experience. I learned from the mistakes that I did, and then I tried to correct it. So the next time, hopefully, I correct it, and then I maybe make myself more satisfied about my own playing. And that's advice for everyone. Yeah.
I think that's great advice in all of life, not just violin. I think that sounds like the perspective of someone who's going to be going very far in this life and happily doing so.
Yeah.
Well, we have a quiz question for the week. This week's question asks for four different answers. Two are names of animals, and two describe an approximate area of the violin bow. So here's the question. One part of the violin bow is named after an animal, and another part is taken from an actual animal. Can you name the animals and the parts of the bow that are connected with those animals? Your hints so far this week are, number one, no animals are harmed in the making of a bow because the part that's taken from an animal is removed painlessly and it grows back. Number two, hint. When playing pizzicato, this part of the bow that is taken from an animal takes a break from touching the strings. And hint number three was, this animal is happy on land or in water, but you wouldn't want to put the part of the bow named after it in water or it might slip out of your hand. Okay, and the last hint is today, because if you text in by noon with the correct answer, I'll give you a shout out tomorrow on the program. So the final hint is, each animal name can also mean something that's temporarily wrong with your voice. Can you figure it out, what animals have to do with problems with your voice? I'll give you a second to tune your brain as Jed tunes his violin for his next practice session. If you think you know the answer, text it in by noon today and I'll give you a shout out tomorrow. The number to text is 833-490-4718. 833-490-4718. By texting your answer, you agree to receive follow-up messages from IPR. Good luck. Oh, intermezzo must be over. That went fast. If you'd like to hear some bonus content about today's discussion, or if you want to listen to the episode again or recheck those clues, head on over to intermezzoipr.org. You can also stream Intermezzo episodes there or wherever you get your podcasts. Just look for Intermezzo from Interlochen Public Radio. And listen for another Intermezzo tomorrow at this same time. See you then. If you want to hear double stops played in bluegrass music, try watching a short video of the Brandenburger family, sibling musicians who play bluegrass and Cajun fiddle music.